This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the world. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I do not look like him. I'm not as handsome as him, and I do not sound as good as he does on the radio. We're live on Facebook. We're still doing YouTube. We're all over the internet. You mean it's very hard to not find the Real Side with Joe Messina. But the best place to find it is therealside.com, the official website of the show. There's also a chat room on the site. There's also one on Facebook and YouTube. So come interact with your friends and make some new friends. If you want to call in, feel free. The phone number is 855-732-5563. Again, that's 855-732-5563. Although it might get a little tough to get in because we have a caller coming in already. We lost him? All right, well, we're going to have Matt Funicello calling in. He is the president of the Conservative Action Group, not to be mistaken with Corey Duncan's group, which they sound similar but are different. Matt, as soon as he gets a call, as soon as he calls back in, we'll get him on the air. But first, the first thing we're going to be talking about is we have another train of people trying to come into the United States. And obviously none of them have gone through the proper channels to do this. I forget the exact number, but there's quite a bit. They're coming up from Honduras. That means that they had to cross the Honduras, border from Honduras into Guatemala, and then Guatemala into Mexico, Mexico into the United States. So, you know, are these other governments, are they complicit in allowing this to happen? And because I know that there's a that there's a bit of a stronger border from Mexico down on the southern side of things, but you know, it's we're dealing with this again, and it's very fortuitous that it's happening at just before the elections. But hold on, we have Matt on the phone now, so we're gonna bring him in. Hey Matt, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Sorry, I got the phone call was not cooperating with me.
No problem. Again, guys, this is Matt Funicello, the president and founder of the Conservative Action Group. They are a PAC and a 527 here in California. And Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I was just talking about the massive migrant caravan is what they're calling it that is coming up from Honduras. And Trump has threatened to send military to help deal with it at the border. You are a Marine vet. What are your thoughts on the situation?
You know, I'm kind of torn, to be honest with you. On one side, what is the military exactly going to do? What's their mission? But at the same time, you know, hey, why not? Nothing else seems to work to keep the situation in check.
Well, obviously the other governments, the Honduras government, the Guatemalan government, and the Mexican government are doing nothing to stop them. So,
right.
Do you feel that they are actually complicit in helping this caravan reach their destination of the United States by not stopping them?
Yes, absolutely, I do. I think immigration is it shouldn't be a partisan issue, and unfortunately, it's being portrayed as a very partisan issue. And nobody seems to question how Mexico deals with their southern border, nobody seems to question how anybody in the Mexican government or the South American government, you know, people coming up from South America into Mexico, you know, Guatemala, all those countries, nobody seems to question their policies and their actions or lack thereof. It's all on us, and I don't understand why.
I don't understand that either, that they just let the people go through, they'll let people leave, I mean, we can leave the United States anytime we want. We don't really, you know, it's other governments that are checking to make sure that we have our passports, that we're going through customs, we're doing everything we need to do when we get there. But, so it's not so much the leaving, but they're just allowing these people to enter their country, knowing that their end destination is the United States. And apparently they don't want anything to do with helping any type of relations that we have with them. Although, you know, Trump has done really well with the trade with Mexico and Canada,
right.
Getting rid of NAFTA and redoing that. But as far as the immigration issues go, we still seem to have those with Mexico, and Mexico doesn't seem to want to take any type of stand or take any type of action or take any responsibility for it.
Yeah, you know, I don't see this issue going away anytime soon, unfortunately. One begs the question, is this timed to have a certain effect on the midterms? Because everybody makes this allegation that, oh, these people are just here to seek a better life, they're asylum seekers. And, you know, we all know that, yeah, there might be some people there that are going to request asylum, but for what reason, you know?
Yeah.
Our immigration system and our, you know, asylum seeking process is being 100% abused, and nobody's calling these people out. You know, it's like, is this caravan going to get to Mexico and, you know, all these people going to infiltrate, you know, through our border and everything like that? And they're separating them from their families. I'm like, you know what? All these people made the conscious decision from wherever they came from. They knew exactly what was going to happen. It's no surprise to anybody. It's no secret what happens to, people who enter this country illegally. They all know what's going to happen. And so when they say, oh, woe is me, it's like, no, I have no sympathy for you. You knew exactly what was going to happen, but yet you decided to still come anyway. You decided to put your family in risk. And you made that decision anyways.
And also one of my biggest concerns is how many of these people have snuck into this caravan are human traffickers? How many are bringing in kids that aren't their kids? And they're not
Absolutely.
Bringing these kids in for a better life. They're bringing these kids in for human trafficking purposes. You know, there's nothing known about these people. We don't know if we're getting, doctors and surgeons and lawyers, or if we are getting, criminals, rapists, and psychopaths. So it's everyone deserves a chance, but you got to give us something to go off of. And we have nothing to go off of with these people.
No, and the whole thing, a lot of people like to say, oh, they're claiming asylum. Well, you know, according to the rules, you have to claim asylum at a port of entry, a legal port of entry. You don't just get to cross our border, get caught, oh, I'm claiming asylum. That's not how this works. That's not how the law works. It's not how our country works. You have to claim, request asylum at a legal port of entry. All right. So all these people, and you have to, okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, they don't know our immigration laws. But I almost find that hard to believe, because in this modern day and age, even poor people have cell phones. Even poor people have access to the internet. I mean, these people have to.
7311 gets your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Other Firestone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
All right, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Excuse me. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all over the Internet. Go ahead and check us out on TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can take the show anywhere and listen anytime. We're bringing back Matt Bunicello, who is the president and founder of the Conservative Action Group. Matt, thanks again for being with us.
Anytime.
And we got kind of caught up on our last. We were talking about the 3,000 to 4,000 immigrants that were coming up from Honduras, but there's something else stateside that I wanna. That's just been. It's as soon as I read it, I just rolled my eyes. This was one of the. So Keira Knightley. She's people know her from Love Actually, from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, the Thor, or no, that was Natalie Portman. Never mind. But anyways, people know Keira Knightley. Anyways, Keira Knightley decided to come out and say that she does not allow her kids to watch some Disney movies. and then Kristen Bell followed up on it also. But we're going to start with Keira Knightley. So Keira Knightley said that she will not allow her kids to watch movies such as Cinderella and The Little Mermaid. Her reasoning, man, this is what cracks me up. Her reasoning for not letting them watch Cinderella, and these are her words, quote unquote, because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't. Rescue yourself, obviously. Like, and you know, just think of a Valley Girl kind of tone saying that, because that's how I kind of pictured it. But I just don't get this.
Asinine statement ever. So it's okay when a poor boy like Aladdin gets the princess, but it's never okay for the prince to get the whatever.
That and here's,
get it.
Here's my other issue with this is she wants to empower feminism and she wants to empower women, right? It's not this Cinderella was not her waiting around for a rich guy to rescue her. She was being oppressed by her own stepmother and stepsisters.
Yeah.
She was being held back and held down and hidden and pushed away.
Woman.
Yes. So why not teach your daughters to stand up to oppressive women and be your own woman, as opposed to saying, oh, well, this is all about her waiting around for a man to come rescue her. This wasn't about a man waiting. She needed to stand up to her own family. And
why doesn't she just teach her kids that, hey, this is a fairy tale, it's not real.
Right, exactly.
It's just a cool story. How about teaching your kids, like, real morals and values and everything? I mean, if you're going to go that far, let's take Romeo and Juliet. We're judging the past by modern day standards and changing what those standards are. You want to it's like they'll probably go back in time and say Romeo and Juliet and say Juliet was a necrophiliac. You know what I mean? Because she kissed a dead guy. It doesn't make any sense. It's complete and utter BS. That's all it is.
She also never got his consent to kiss him after he was
exactly.
Single, so
yeah, exactly.
But the other movie that Disney movie that Keira Knightley has a problem with is The Little Mermaid. Now she has a problem with The Little Mermaid because the mermaid was so infatuated with Little Mermaid Ariel was so infatuated with Eric that she went to Ursula and gave up her voice to be able to get legs so that she could go be with Eric. And Kira's upset. She's like, I mean, these are her words. I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello. Now that's quote unquote, that's Keira Knightley again. Now this is a fairy tale. Like in the Disney one, she doesn't even die at the end. In the real fairy tale that was written, I forget if it was a Grimm fairy tale or if it was she dies. She never gets the prince to fall in love with her and ends up dying these are fairy tales. No one's gonna look at this and be like, oh, so to get a man I have to give up I have to cut off a leg or something like that. Like it's how you teach your kids. I was taught these are fairy tales and they're not real. I mean, isn't that what you're teaching your kids?
No. this is just celebrities trying to stay relevant. It makes no sense. And for them, again, to apply modern standards to a fairy tale that I can't wrap my mind around it. I really can't.
Right. Well, but the one thing that she does allow is Dory. Dory is, for those of you that don't know, is the sequel to Finding Nemo. Dory goes and gets lost.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that the same thing? Dory gets lost, and a female fish gets lost, and a male fish has to go find her? Like, isn't that a problem to her at all?
Fish. Now we can apply the same principle to animals.
Right. Well, another person that had an issue with some Disney movies was Kristen Bell, Katie Hill supporter. But she said that it was awful that Prince Charming kissed Snow White because Snow White was asleep and she couldn't consent to the kiss.
Again, they're applying altered standards. I say altered standards because my choice words are not appropriate for the radio. choice, altered standards. They don't, again, it's a fairy tale. And it's a fairy tale from way, way back. Way back. Like, the time frame of Snow White is, what, the medieval times, you would say? Or like, the enlightenment period of humanity?
Right.
God, come on, people. I mean, geez. It's, again, teach your kids what's appropriate. If they look at that movie and they start asking you questions, mommy, they didn't ask permission to kiss. There's some real problems there, let alone what they just saw. It's, you're not teaching your kids the right thing. It's a, mommy needs to tell her kids that, hey, this is a story and it's not real.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
there was a time I remember
Romeo
growing
and Juliet.
Up.
Bring up Romeo and Juliet. Is Juliet a necrophiliac?
No.
Exactly.
And she's also like 13 years old. but
it's true, though.
Yeah, no, it's 100% true. I mean, you're not wrong. But it's not so much. You shouldn't deprive the kids of these timeless classics just because of the message that you think they're sending. Explain to the kids that, like, hey, this is just a fairy tale. This isn't real. You're never going to really find seven dwarves in a wood. In the woods,
you know,
and just go live with them.
You know what this really is?
It's not going to happen.
What this really is professional victimhood. They are seeking out something to be offended by or something to be a victim of. That's what this is. And again, they're doing it to push an agenda or to claim relevancy. That's all this is.
Right. Well, Matt, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the second half of this hour. And stick around with us. Really appreciate you being here, and we'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter says he could call up the U.S. military and close the southern border. This as a caravan, an estimated 4,000 illegals heading to the border, hoping to get into our country. It remains unclear who is supporting them along their journey.
We made clear to them that we take this matter with respect to Mr. Khashoggi very seriously.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Saudi Arabia, where he meets with political leaders about Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who's last seen walking into the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
They too understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
Pompeo briefing President Trump and says the investigation into the matter continues.
We ought to give them a few more days to complete that.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Some messed up white people.
Joe Messina. Excuse me, I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all over the internet. You may notice that I do not look like or sound like Joe. I'm not as handsome and I don't sound as good. Again, I'm Dave Goss, just filling in for him. Also, you can find everything you need on therealside.com. And also, if you want to take the show with you, there's apps on Apple and on Android. Anyways, we're bringing back Matt Funicello, who is the president and founder of the Conservative Action Group. Matt, how's it going?
Howdy.
So we just finished up talking about some how people Color are
people.
Taking fairy tales a little bit too seriously. That was a bit of a fun topic. Now we're going to get into something a little more serious.
All right.
We have heard people like Maxine Waters calling out for people to go and harass Republican politicians in public to just make their lives a hassle, to make things hard for them. And, you know, there's crazy people out there, complete psychopaths, and they are literally just waiting. They were waiting for that signal, that go signal, to go out and take it to the next level of just going out and harassing them while they're eating. We heard about Senator Ted Cruz's office that he received letters with suspicious substances in them, the thought to be ricin. Same thing was sent to the Pentagon to General Mattis, which Mattis, I think we all heard the joke that he probably just got some marshmallows and made some Rice and Krispie treats
Rice
with them.
Oh yeah.
But it's not just the Republicans now. It's anybody that has done anything that irks the left. And Senator Susan Collins just got ended up not being dangerous, but she did get a letter. Her husband opened it. It did have some a strange substance in there. A hazmat team was called in, and so now it's not just going after the conservatives or the Republicans. Now they're just going after anybody that does not fall in line with the Dem leadership. And how dangerous is that to our government, to our society?
I wouldn't even say it's extreme. It's extraordinarily dangerous. I mean, the political discourse in this country is that I think we can all agree is at an all-time low. whether you're left or right, I think we can all agree that the behavior of certain politicians is just completely unacceptable. Hey, and we all know, yeah, I'm a conservative, but I do support President Trump. I don't like everything he says, and I think a lot of the stuff that he says shouldn't be said at all. So that there's that disclaimer. But that being said, there's been more Democratic politicians. You got Cory Booker, Maxine Waters, you got Dianne Feinstein, you got Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, all kinds of people that are literally telling their supporters to get in people's faces, do things, push them out of the the civility has reached an all-time low. And just like you said, the violence is escalating. You know what I mean? And you can see it even here in Santa Clarita. And people want to complain all the time, like, oh, my congressman isn't responding to me. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Maybe they're afraid that they might get shot or might get attacked or something like that.
Well, and then you also have your not your president, Hillary Clinton, that goes out and says, we will not be civil until we win. Which is a total crybaby mentality. Remember when you're in the store and you see the kid kicking and screaming in the basket in the grocery the shopping cart and mm-hmm. the parent is not doing anything about it at all and you just say that's going to be trouble when they grow up. Well, all those kids have grown up and now they are Kamala Harris. They are Booker, they are all those people, and Hillary's trying to help lead them all, and it's despicable to see how well it's despicable to see that these are elected officials. When they say that Trump's an embarrassment, no, these people are the embarrassments.
These are
why people are making fun of the United States. It's because they get up there and they do their grandstanding and they say and they take no regard for anybody else's feelings, anybody else's thoughts. This is what I need to say, and it's all nothing. They're not doing any action. It's like Maxine Waters, been in Congress for 30 years worked on three bills. Yeah,
nothing. Yeah,
has gotten like three bills.
She was a co-sponsor.
Yeah, so but people continue to vote for her, and they allow her to have this very dangerous rhetoric that's going on that could lead to another Scalise thing when Scalise got shot practicing for the baseball game, which was supposed to be the left versus the right having a fun baseball game, and it turned into somebody getting shot, and he was in serious critical condition with that. We're leading up into something that is not good. This is just creating more and more and more tension, and one of those psychopaths one day is gonna snap.
Well, they're gonna snap too, and it's gonna lead to something bigger and more dangerous. I mean, at some point, something has to give. You know, Steve Scalise was a good example of that. His attacker attacked the venue on political ideology. He was a liberal. He supported liberal ideology, and he went after conservatives. Those are the facts. What is going to happen after? I mean, some guy sends in Ryzen to the Pentagon for assassination attempts and all that stuff. You know, thank God that, you know, General Mattis, the patron saint of chaos, is higher than that, and you can't take him out that easy. But still, it's these acts are going to lead to more violent and more bigger attacks that could.
So what can we do on the right to protect ourselves or to try to convince the more moderate? Well, although if you ask Perez, the president of the DNC or the chair of the DNC,
he says
that there are no more moderates on the left. So
I don't really, you know what? I think he has a point. The President Obama, well, no, I would say it started with President Bush. You know, it started to get more and more partisan and push a little bit further left. But President Obama really started the push to the left. Bernie kept it up. And in a larger part, too, you can even say that President Trump has pushed a lot of the left even farther left. as a kind of like a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, take California. You have Gavin Newsom running for governor, and he is so far left that even the registered Democrats in the state are saying, like, you know what? I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I just can't vote for a guy like this. I'm going to vote for Cox. That's saying something. You know what I mean? It's saying something. You got that lady in New York, Ocasio-Cortez, who literally has no idea what she is saying. She's going to be in Congress someday.
She might be, which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. She has everything that she has proposed. She has no idea how to pay for it. Every time she goes on TV, she literally steps in a pile of you-know-what because she has no idea what she's talking about.
Right.
But yet she's going to be in Congress.
Well, she doesn't know a lot of what she's talking about. We saw her with Ali, I think her name was Ali Christie on CRTV. She when she did the interview with there, and
oh yeah, that's right.
She started to ask her about the Israel-Palestine issue, and
she had no idea what she's talking about. She's an international politics major.
Yeah, and she called Israel Palestinian occupied land.
Okay.
And then admitted that she doesn't know much about the situation.
Right. And again, her major was international relations and political science. But okay.
And she took
out. You don't
know
anything about the region.
And she took out the number two Dem because Crowley was supposed to be in line behind Pelosi. So
right.
For her to go
right.
in and know this, like I had some facepalm moments back in 2010 when I heard the way that some of the more hardcore Tea Party guys were talking about the debt ceiling and kind of not having an idea of what it was. But for the most part, they were good everywhere else. They had a grasp on things, and it seems like they're just throwing anybody who's willing to throw socialist behind Democrat in their name into a race. And
desperation, that's all it is.
Yeah, and it's like they're trying to do what the Tea Party did in 2010, but with Democratic Socialists now, and it's just not they're not as good as the Tea Party was back in 2010. They're
no,
not doing it the
what
right
the tea
way.
Party did, what the Tea Party did, and you have to give them credit. The Tea Party had an agenda, they had a plan, and they had a course of action. Right now, the DNC has nothing. They have none of those things.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Matt Funicello in just a moment.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
All right, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am obviously not Joe, I am guest host Dave Goss. Filling in for Joe. Joe'll be back in the next hour. But you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the places on the internets, all over the internets. Go ahead and check us out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can take the show anywhere you want and listen at any time. The guest for this hour is Matt Funicello, the president and founder of the Conservative Action Group.
Good evening.
Matt, why don't you give us a little quick rundown on the Conservative Action Group and what it is and what it's about before we jump into the final topic for this hour?
Well, we are a true grassroots organization. We started it up earlier last year, shortly after President Trump was inaugurated. Originally, we just started to, some conservatives and or rally all the conservatives in California and Southern California specifically, but we decided to grow because we got so many people involved into an actual organization where we can affect positive conservative change.
That's great. That's actually something that's really needed here in California.
Absolutely.
Where you are. And speaking of California, I picked on California a little bit already, and I'm going to pick on them again. I always pick on them for Feinstein and for Kamala Harris. How do you make a choice as a conservative, as a Republican, libertarian, whatever, anything that's not a progressive left liberal, how do you make the choice between voting for Kevin DeLeon, Ghost Gun DeLeon, and Ooh. Ghost Gun Feinstein? How do you make this choice?
Oh, God, I don't know how you do. I'll be honest with you. Me, personally, I did not make that choice. I left it blank. And I did so because, look, I will never vote for DeLeon. That guy is a liar. He's a fraud. He has very, very evil ulterior motives against the Constitution. That being said, I had a little bit more respect for Feinstein because I think she was more of a right-leaning Democrat, if you will, per se. Mm-hmm. She was more hawkish. And then ever since the Kavanaugh hearings, I would never vote for you.
Yeah.
She is a slime ball for what she did.
And that's,
for her to sit there and deny it is just crap.
And that's kind of where I was, too. I kept saying, Kevin Daly, like here's a guy who literally changed his last name from Kevin Leon to add in
right.
the Dang to the De Leon to make it sound more Hispanic.
Beto guy in Texas.
Beto O'Rourke. You mean Albert?
Yeah, Robert. exactly.
Robert or whatever. And this is the same guy that said you can shoot 30 bullets in a second out of an AR-15, which
30
is
30 magazine clip in half a second.
Yeah, which is impossible.
What?
The laws of physics do not even allow that to happen.
A minigun, 7.62. 30 caliber minigun that we use in the military, that doesn't even fire as fast as he said it did.
Right.
They fire about 4,000 rounds a minute, which still isn't even as fast as what he claimed that an AR can fully auto M16 can.
Right. And then on top of that, then he comes out and says that half his family is here illegally. With fake documents. So it's like it's like this guy is just like it's when do we start electing evil villainous people into that are this bad, like where they don't even hide it anymore. He's not even trying to hide it.
He's sticking out his middle finger at America right now.
Yeah,
he really is. I mean that's all he really is good for. I have choice words, but not good for the radio.
Right. Well, while we're picking on California, we're also going to pick on what was SB1 and is now Prop 6.
Prop 6.
SB1, for those of you that are not aware, was where they raised the taxes on gas in California, and it was a huge raise. And a lot of people, even people on the left, are very upset about this. Jerry Brown spent a lot of money to fund a lot of pet projects for other legislators that were not going to vote for this to get them to vote for it. And it went into effect on July 1st. It raised it 12 cents. If it's not repealed, if Prop 6 does not pass, then in July of 2019, we revert from the tax swap that happened in 2010, and it goes up another 7.5 cents. So essentially, right. It's going to take it up 19.5 cents, and then if Gavin Newsom wins, then he'll probably take it even higher. But here's one of the most so Prop 6. Obviously, we want to vote yes on it to repeal
right.
the vote.
Right.
But you're not, or to repeal the tax. But it's more than just that. There's another part in there that a lot of people are not paying attention to.
Exactly.
And this is why we really need to vote yes on this. So if you vote no, if you want to keep the gas tax there, okay, that we, the people, did not vote on, none of us voted on this. This was legislation that was put through by our elected officials. By voting no, you are allowing the state legislator to continue to impose, increase or extend fuel taxes on fuel taxes or vehicle fees through a two-thirds vote of each chamber and without voter approval. Now, if you vote yes,
right.
not only are we repealing and getting rid of this tax, but we are also we require voter approval for the state of California legislature to impose, increase, or extend fuel taxes or vehicle fees from those few. Now, the taxes that have gone on now are not even as bad as what Gray Davis did, and Gray Davis was recalled.
Oh, absolutely. This is we're at a pivotal moment. We're at a crossroads here. and you nailed it on the head. What people just if you just take everything else out and isolate on what you just said, that in and of itself should have everybody voting yes on six. What they just look, they spent all kinds of money, and they still are spending all kinds of money to defeat Prop 6, even using state Caltrans workers to do that. That being said, Gavin Newsom, he wants to say like, oh, the conservatives just say spend your money better and that's how you pay for it. Yeah, absolutely. Caltrans is rated the worst in the nation for public works agencies. In the nation. Mm-hmm. They are the most corrupt. They are the most late on projects and over budget.
Yeah.
If you reform Caltrans, and by the way, after SB 1 passed, guess who got a bunch of pay raises? Oh, Caltrans.
Caltrans, yeah.
Okay, exactly. Caltrans. And it is out of, I just can't fathom how people support this thing. It's, when does government ever spend your money the way that you want it to spend? Or not even that. When does the government actually spend money appropriately?
They don't really.
And California has proven that. Californians actually, and I just researched this, Californians are actually the most likely in the country to tax themselves into higher taxes. Why? Because every year or every election, we have bond measures that are on the ballot, and people don't realize that bond measures are essentially higher taxes.
Yes.
They're borrowing money that the government's not going to pay you back in 20 or 30 years. So you're paying more money. There's bonds, there's taxes, and then on top of that, the legislator imposes more taxes.
And there's usually not a whole lot of oversight on these things.
And the
funds aren't necessarily diverted to a certain area. They're just saying, okay, we put out this measure. We're going to spend this money, but we're going to put the majority of it into our general fund, if you talk to anybody that works in the legislature in California, that'll be honest with you. They passed a blank piece of paper as a budget. There was no budget. They just said we're going to spend the money however we want. This includes a lot of this. And so why are we paying more in our taxes to fix for roads when Kamala Harris is out here saying, well, let's give $6,000 to all these, or $6,000 a year to all these people and $300,000 if you make under 50,000, 600,000 6,000 if you're under 50,000, 3,000 if you're under 100,000. Why aren't we using this money to repair our roads instead of just giving money to people? Why aren't we using it responsibly?
Yeah, they're wasting money on things that. And another thing, if Newsom gets elected, he supports health care for all, single payer. Which, when they proposed it in the legislature, I believe it was a year ago, they came out and said it's going to cost the state at least $300 to $400 billion. Mm-hmm. So with the state budget of just over $200 billion, that right there says your taxes are going at least double. And not only that, but they're raising your taxes at least 50% to pay for one program.
Yeah.
One.
Right.
Not everything else that needs to get paid for. So tell me again, everybody needs to look at the gas prices right now. They're hovering just under $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's bad? It is completely within the purview that the gas prices could go up to $6 to $7 a gallon.
Right.
And Prop 6 does not get passed.
And this is the state where we're number one in homelessness. We're ranked 50th in quality of life. We have the whole situation going on. I talked about last hour with Gavin Newsom that what he started in San Francisco and no one ever took the time to try to improve. We've seen all these failures go on, and we're going to continue to push them through. Well, Matt, thank you very much for being on with me this past hour.
Thank you.
Excuse me. We're going to go into the next hour, be here on the other side. We'll be right back. Go to the website, check out the stations and times, get your drink, relax, and Joe will be on for the last hour. Have a good night, guys.